Blog Talk Radio.
And angels can be, have been, an interesting topic, and have sent a lot of people down a lot of rabbit trails. And there weren't even really any rabbits at the end. But God directs us to focus on Jesus. He is the embodiment of love, for God is love. When we read what we call the Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke, the angels are not that, you know, they're a supporting cast. They're not the stars. But they just direct our mind and our attention to the Lord Jesus. So can we just think about this aspect of loving, of adoring. In John 3:35, Jesus tells us, John tells us that the Father loves the Son and has given everything into his hands. Everything. Everything would include angels, wouldn't it? And in John 5:20, it says, the Father reveals to Jesus all that he is doing, which is why Jesus could say, I do nothing on my own initiative, but whatever I see the Father doing, I do. Whatever I hear the Father say, I speak. And then I'm thinking about John 14. It's in the 20s, verses in the 20s. Jesus declares that we who keep the Word of God are those who love and worship and adore Him, who in turn are loved by the Father. In more than one case, that's how God spells it out. That if we keep His word, we're the ones who love Him. So the word is very central, isn't it? The word of God. Jesus is called the word that became flesh, tabernacling, dwelling among us. And I want to say again what we've said before, is that the only word that we really have is that which is becoming flesh within us, that we can walk on, that we can live out. It's not knowing 500 Bible verses and you could spit them all back. But are they functional in your hands, in your life, in your walk? Let the Word become flesh. The Word became flesh in Christ. He lived out the Word of God. And that's our call too, isn't it? And one other little point I want to bring up about angels is that angels are one of the reasons God tells us that we need to practice hospitality. Because you never know when that guest is an angel. And probably, 100% certain of this, he won't look like what you think an angel is supposed to look like. Practice hospitality. The same book of Hebrews says, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. And probably the reason God doesn't even let us know when we did entertain an angel is because we'd get kind of big-headed about it. But it's one of the things that God uses to challenge us to hospitality. And we don't want to miss that opportunity. I think I would have liked to have been around that day that the angel of the Lord came to visit Abraham and he cooked up a fantastic meal for them. During this Advent season, we need to be reminded there was no room for Jesus at the inn. I'm reminded that John, when he talks about Jesus, says he came to his own and they did not receive him. But to all who received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. I wonder in our lives how many times have we kind of put Jesus out in the cold. Or maybe an angel even. But certainly Jesus. Because Jesus says it's how we treat others is how we're treating him. So a part of our anticipation is this continuous act of love, of caring, of sharing, of adoring Jesus. You know, and our adoring of him is measured by our love for one another and our love for those who are not so lovable, those who are outside, those for whom Jesus came. Several of the hymn writers have written songs like, Have you room for Jesus? Is there room in your heart? One of the hymn writers says, But come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. So I just want to challenge us that that's really what the whole thing about angels is that they direct us to the Lord Jesus, who is love, who expects that we will manifest that love amongst each other. So I guess the size of the room I have for Christ in my heart is measured by the size of the room I have for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you just fill up every little vacant spot in our lives, that we can overflow with love and hospitality and worship. And that, Lord, we can have such great confidence in you. You've not put us out on our own, but you say when you send us out, you go before us. And you've also had that company of angels, ministers of yours, to minister to the saints of God. Lord, we thank you for all your provisions. Just open our eyes, open our understanding, open our insight, O God, into your word. That we were going to believe what you say, even if it counters what we've thought all along. Lord Jesus, we do want to say, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay. To stay. There's room in our hearts for you. There's room in our congregation for you. Lord, let us make certain that we have plenty of room for Jesus. Amen.